One of the most scenic and, in places, scary summer drives you can take in New England is the historic Mohawk Trail, which stretches 70 miles from Montague, Massachusetts, to Williamstown, right along Route 2. Long before it was a tourist highway, it was a native trade route, and while named for the Mohawks, there was another tribe that lived on that land, the Mohican Nation, Stockbridge Munsee Band. Only about 1,500 members of that band survive today, half of whom live in Wisconsin. Elodie Reed has been reporting for the Berkshire Eagle on efforts to recognize the Mohicans' role in the history of the Mohawk Trail. She started by telling us how the trail got its name.
When the road opened up in 1914, it was the first time cars could pass over it. And the people in the region, historians had started associating it with the Mohawk tribe, which people understood used the trail for trade and for, you know, various wartime activities. But the real sort of origin of the Mohawk Trail as a tourism device started in right in 1914. North Adams, which is one of the towns the Mohawk Trail passes through, they put on a community pageant to promote the road as a place open to tourism. And that pageant, you know, started way back, you know, when the glacial waters were receding from the area. And it went right up through the day the road was open. And it depicted the trail as this historic place where indigenous people passed through for trade and for war. But they kind of disappeared from the scene when colonists arrived, and there was no real depiction of violence between these two groups of people. But the Mohawk Trail name stuck because it was the sort of romantic idea of westward expansion, you know, associated with Native Americans, the idea of this sort of rugged place that people passed through, had this kind of grand legacy.
And as you say, an awful lot of the history that the locals have carried on about it isn't actually the history that happened. I'm wondering if you can talk about what you uncovered as you looked through the history of Native peoples on this land and what was different from the descendants of white settlers were talking about it decades later.
I think what's not accurate is there's just a whole group of people missing from those histories. The Mohawk Trail emphasizes the Mohawk tribe, which did use the trail, but the territory actually belonged to the Mohican tribe. They're based along the Hudson River Valley, stretching west into Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont, and then east into New York. And this was their hunting grounds. There's no evidence, as far as the UMass archaeological team is concerned, of permanent settlements in the Berkshires region of the Mohawk Trail. But I've talked to historians and as well as read the sort of history that the tribe puts out about itself, and that is very clearly delineated as their territory, and nowhere along the Mohawk Trail is that indicated.
What has the response been of the community at large to some of these pushes for rethinking and reshaping the history of this region? Are people concerned that the name the Mohawk Trail might go away? Are they concerned that some of the history is going to be changed in the next couple of years?
I don't think so. That's not an opinion I encountered. I think there's more this unfamiliarity or hesitance to reach out. I know I experienced that reporting this out, not because I didn't want to, but I just didn't know who to contact and you know, who was the official sort of go-to person. I found Bonnie Hartley, the Tribal Historic Preservation Officer, and she was a great resource. She's located in Troy, New York, so she was close by. But I think there's more just this lack of knowledge about how to go about this. But there is sort of the beginnings of people interested in reaching out to the Mohican tribe now that they're aware that this is, in fact, their homelands. Williams has just hired a couple Indigenous Studies professors. One started this year, Eli Nelson, and he'll be joined next year by Christine DeLuca. In general, there's just this growing momentum to deepen people's understanding of Indigenous people and their place in our history and also their relevance today.
It is interesting, though, that in this part of the country where there's so much history of Native people mingling with settlers, but also having a history that goes many, many hundreds of years before that, and that so many of our place names come from Native names, that there's not more, as you say, visibility. I guess I'm surprised by that. Are you surprised that that's the case today in 2019?
I don't know that I'm surprised. I think there's, you know, our histories are written by the people in power, and our histories have been written by white colonialists. But I do think as America sort of wrangles in this moment in time with, you know, its diversity and who it wants to be, I think it makes a lot of sense that people are reexamining history and what the story it tells. And I think a lot of folks want to look at how it could be more inclusive. That's certainly the sense I got, that there wasn't a lot of resistance to the idea of making Indigenous people more visible. It's more just a matter of the logistics about how to go about doing it, because it's just not something people are familiar with.
Could you imagine a time at which, when we drive along the Mohawk Trail to have a really nice summer vacation, that there may be different signage, there may be something that looks a little different and connects people who are just out on a holiday a bit more with the actual history of the place?
So I think that's actually happening right now. The Berkshire Natural Resources Council, which is a group that maintains a lot of trails in the county, and actually has a trail through the Mohawk Trail region that includes the Mohican Mohawk Trail, which is this 100-mile trail project that people in the region have been continually expanding to try and follow the original footpath of Indigenous people. There's actually going to be new signage going up there that's been created in conjunction with the Mohican tribe, and that's just happening right now. And in addition, working with one of the founders of the Mohican Mohawk Trail, Lauren Stevens, he's a former Williams College English professor, just the process of talking to him for this story kind of, I think, established the idea that the Mohican tribe is still very much alive and interested in being involved. And I, from what he has told me, I think his group is going to be working more actively to be in contact with them. So I think those are the beginning steps of having Indigenous representation along the Mohawk Trail that may be more sort of accurate to what happened in the past and what's happening today.
Elodie Reed is the reporter and author of a recent series for the Berkshire Eagle, Mohicans in the Mohawk Trail. You can find links to the series at nextnewengland.org. Elodie, thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for the series.
Thank you for having me.
Listen to Next on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.